Ba-dum-bum-bum-bum. Hey, y'all. Welcome to a Good Work Podcast. This is my first episode. My name is Shantae Tay Evans, and, you know, this is a podcast that I believe the Lord wants me to start, where we have candid conversations according to biblical perspectives. Hopefully, it will lead you closer to Christ. Like, this is what it's all about. I'm so mad, y'all. I'm so upset. Because literally, this is my first episode, and I had a whole nother recording, and I didn't record it. I'm so done. But you know, here we are. Here we are. Holy Spirit, activate. Let's see how he flows, y'all. So how do I start? Let me think about this. This is my first episode. And this has been a long time coming for something that I believe Holy Spirit, the Trinity, wanted me to do. However, distractions, life just got in the way, but here I am. Here I am for real. I was originally supposed to start this podcast talking about my journey, and so y'all can get to know me, so y'all not just like, hey, like, she giving us all this advice and counsel, whatever. But who are you? What you about? We don't know. Are you really a believer? But fortunately, praise God that God has, he's bringing me out of a situation. And I believe it's a timely situation because it has to deal with a relationship. And through bringing me out the situation, I wholeheartedly believe that he has gave me some tools to help others to move forward. So that's what this is about today. We're talking about how to move forward and how to properly move forward. And the foundation scripture that we're going to be on is going to be on Ephesians 4. Hope y'all hear that in the background. You know, there's nothing like the written word of God in like text form. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I'm reading out of King James. Again, Ephesians 4, starting at verse 29. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be you kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. The first step of moving forward is to forgive. I know. It is hard. It is hard. Okay, it's hard. But not impossible. Because the God, Holy Spirit, who dwells on the inside of you, who raised Jesus from the dead, lives on the inside of you, has given you the power to forgive. Sometimes we're stuck in a situation is because we are still in the past. We're still there. I don't care if that thing happened an hour ago. Choose to forgive. Whether it's somebody that walked away from you, left your life, somebody that did something to you, said something to you, or they didn't do something to you. Or you walked away because of an offense that they did. Choose to forgive. You have to choose to forgive. And you can be like, yo, Tay, I ain't gotta do nothing. No, you don't. But you walking in unforgiveness doesn't hurt that person, it hurts you. Whether that person's still in your life or they're not, you're the one who's a prisoner. You are. And God wants us to forgive the offense. And according to the word, how many times? 70 times 7, as Jesus has said, which means every moment, every second, every day. Okay? As long as you're ruminating on the thought, the story, the breakup, what was said, what wasn't said, what happened, what didn't happen, you are walking in unforgiveness. And it's hard. I get it. I get it, baby. It is hard, but not impossible, because the Holy Spirit that lives in you has given you all the power to let that offense go, let that thing go. I don't care what it is. I don't care what happened. And that's not to say what happened, you weren't wronged. It's not to say that what happened, your feelings are not valid. You're very valid. But forgiving that person is the best thing that you can do. Oh, and trust me. Trust me. They're not getting off the hook, but you holding that person hostage, it's you playing God yourself. You're saying, God, I know what's best. So therefore, I'm going to hold on to this thing that happened because I know what's best. And you're holding that person hostage in your heart. And God's like, my child, vengeance is of mine. But as long as you keep playing God, I'm going to let you have it. But while you're holding on, you're hurting yourself. You're creating more stress. You're looking old. You're tired. Can't sleep. And you're just ruminating over what happened. To move forward, you have to forgive. That is literally the first step. To move forward. And some of y'all ain't wanting to move forward yet. Some of y'all are like, I want to hold on to this. Well, let me say this. How can God bring something new if you're still holding on to something that's old? Think about it like this, like inventions, right? When the first car came out, compared to like the Teslas that we have today, it was a constant transformation from the first car until now. If people was like, okay, this is it. This is all it's going to be. And I'm holding on to this. We would not have some of the cars that we have today. That's a lot of like what offense is. You holding on to this thing, this the past, whatever it is, you won't be able to step into what God has for you tomorrow. You won't be able to step into that Tesla. A proverbial Tesla, but you get what I'm saying. And a lot of us are dealing with like relationships. A lot of the unforgiveness that comes into our life, hurt, trauma, habits, whatever it may be, are things that we experience in a very intense negative way, is because of a relationship. I'm just going to call it what it is. 9 times out of 10, it's not a job or, you know, whatever. It's through a relationship, whether it be a parental relationship or a romantic relationship. 9 times out of 10, the things that we experience that we don't like, that literally can morph our own bodies and personalities, that God has to heal us from, is because through a relationship dealing with another person. And God sees his people. He sees all people, but he definitely sees his people. We're hurting. We are hurting. An enemy wants to keep us in this cycle, round and around and around, so we never break through and we never receive God's promises. That's what this whole fight is. It's the enemy trying to fight us from receiving God's promises, because if we receive God's promises over our life, then that builds our relationship with him to know that he is true and he's real. An enemy wants to make us believe that what God says is not true. So he sends us in these spirals, or sometimes it's decisions that we also make that create an opening for the enemy to come and attack us, to pull us away from God becoming real in our lives. And to stop that cycle, you have to believe. And you have to forgive. You have to forgive. I know, baby, it's hard. It's painful. But God's like, let me have it. Let it go. Because I have a plan for you. I know what is best. And I don't care what it was. I don't care. You can't hold that in your heart. Because unforgiveness is like cancer to your body. And you can't receive the newness that he has for you until you release it to him. So back to what I was saying. The first step of moving forward is forgiving. And trust me, I know it well. I know it very, very well. God would not have me sit here and talk about these things unless I did not go through it myself. And not just once, not twice, not three times. It's been a couple. Okay, we ain't gonna say no numbers. Girl, a little hard-headed. But it's been a couple, okay? A matter of fact, vulnerable moment. I'm just now coming out of something right now. So what I'm saying are things that I really know to be true. These are things that I have done. I have walked through, and I'm still walking through it. And I believe he's given me some of the power and the keys to give to y'all to help free other people from this. To move forward. To move forward. You gotta forgive. You gotta forgive. And you can be like, yo, Tay, well, it's been 3 months. I forgive. Time doesn't always heal. But the word of God does. And let me say this, y'all. I believe in therapy, okay? I believe in talking it out. I believe in self-help books. I believe in journaling. I believe in all of that stuff. But nothing heals you like the word of God. Nothing. If Christ, as Chandler has said, if Christ is your foundation, he is your source, the rock on which you stand, then why are you going to anything else outside of him first? The word of God should be your first step. And then everything else should be supplement to him. Nothing else should fill that wound besides God. And practically, because I'm a practical person, I'd be like, yo, what does that look like? Like me in the moment, right? What does that look like? I'm in this moment. My heart is torn. The memories and the thoughts and the conversations are literally infiltrating my mind. What does that look like? That looks like speaking in of your in your heavenly language, if you have one. If you don't, then that looks like going to the word of God, pulling out scriptures and speaking it to yourself and saying, no, God, you have made my feet like hind's feet. I walk in high places. That say, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. That says, you know what, God? I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. That literally, you have to speak it. You have to speak it. You have to make him your foundation. You have to pray in the moment. There were nights, and I'm talking about recently, y'all. There were nights I'm crying. I'm feeling however I'm feeling. And I am standing on the word of God. I'm like, oh God, you said that you would never leave me or forsake me. And I'm feeling nothing, y'all. I know God's like, this girl. I'm feeling nothing. But I'll tell you this. From the start of it, right? When you're feeling however you're feeling, whatever that moment is, all the way until you come out of it, if you keep speaking and chewing and meditating on the word of God, the stronger you're gonna be, the more equipped you're gonna be. You're feeding your spirit, and eventually your spirit is gonna rise up inside of you and take control over your whole entire being, and you're gonna have a peace that surpasses all understanding. And that's what he says in Philippians 4, be anxious for nothing, but by everything through prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known unto God. That's what it looks like. Practically, it looks like in the moment as you're going through, praying to God, giving it to God. God, I give this to you. God, this hurts, but I give it to you. God, this is how I feel, but I give it to you. You can't do it on your own, sweetheart. You need the power of the Holy Spirit to come in you to help you through this situation. To move forward, you have to forgive. To move forward, you have to constantly wash yourself in the word and hold on, because God is going to come through. God is going to come through. Not a therapist, not the self-help book, God. God. And another thing, y'all, wait on the Lord, okay? He renews your strength. Not them tarot cards, not them psychics, all right? Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. He will do it. He will do it. He will come and make a way. But if you are seeking the word of God, and then you go and seek these other things in replace of him because your answer is not coming fast enough, then baby, I pray you hold on to God and close those other doors, because that's something you're playing with dangerous territory. That's something you don't want to do. You do not want to open more doors to the enemy to give you access to come and just wreak havoc on your life. And you're like, yo, Tay, how can you wreak havoc? He can wreak havoc on your mind. He can start having you make decisions that are not according to God's will for your life. It always starts there. It starts by the mind. That's why God says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And Romans 12:1, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You can transform your mind according to the situation, according to how God sees the situation. Number two, we have trouble moving forward or moving on because of our desires. So how do you move forward from that? How do you move forward from like desiring this thing? Delighting yourself in the Lord. Literally. If y'all anything like me, I'd be like, yo, God, I want my desire to be your desire, and I want your desire to be this. Yo, God, I want what you desire, and I want you to desire for me and this person to be together. That's what it is. That's the desire. My desire is this, and that should be your desire. That's what I be doing. If anything, are y'all like me, I'm like, I desire this. And so since I desire this, this is what it is. And God all along be like, girl, you don't even know what you talking about. Because I'm desiring something that could not be beneficial for me. I have to literally delight myself in the Lord. I have to sit my time in the scripture. I have to really take refuge in him, because maybe what I desire is not healthy for me. I'm looking at it through a limited perspective, not looking at the whole picture. And as you keep spending time with God, you're going to change. You're going to be like, oh my God, the thing that I wanted, I didn't want. But it takes time to really delight yourself in him. And this is one of my prayers, y'all. I said this recently. I said, God, my desire is to desire what you desire. My desire is to be in sync with your heart, what you desire for me. That is my desire. Anything that is not good for me or beneficial for my future or the will of you for my life, please remove that desire from me. Remove that taste from me, because I desire what you desire. And leave it there. Sometimes when we're having trouble moving forward, we don't know what God desires for us, and we're not in alignment with what he desires for us. His desires this way, your desires that way. And then you're like, your desires are like pulling. And that's where it leads to like stress and anxiety and anxious. You know, you're being anxious, like, oh my God, is this going to happen? It's not going to happen. But when you delight in God and your desire is lining up with him, you don't have to worry. You don't have to worry. You know he's going to come through. You know he's going to rebuild. You know he's going to restore. You know there's peace in it. You're going to be okay. Because you're walking in the desire for your life that he has for you. You're walking in that same desire. Your hearts are literally in unison. You guys are one. And I'm gonna leave y'all with this. With the final thing to move forward. I'm gonna speak the scripture first. The word goes before me. It's Joel 2, starting at verse 25. And I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you, and you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God that has dwelt wonderfully with you, and my people shall never be ashamed, and you should know that I am in the midst of Israel. God is in the midst of you, and that he is the Lord your God and no one else, and my people shall never be ashamed. Another reason why we have trouble moving forward is that we don't realize that God will restore us. We want to hold on to the past. We want to hold on to that thing that is no longer serving us. And we're holding on because we're like, no, this is the best that it could get. This is the best that I could have. This is the best. But if you keep holding on, you can't see the newness that God has for you. And you got to trust and believe that he will restore onto you the years that you spent with that person, the time that you spent, the money that you spent, the decisions that you did, everything. And if some of y'all got kids, you got to hold on and believe that God will restore your heart. He will restore you. I don't know if the relationship will be restored, but we do know that God will restore you. And if that relationship won't get restored, he's going to bring you something that is more in alignment with who you are and where you're going. The quicker you can let something go, the quicker that you can stop repeating the stories and ruminating over the things that happened, didn't happen. You stop looking at the text messages. You stop counting the days. And you just really grab a hold on to God restores me. You can move forward knowing that there's a hope after this. Because some of y'all can be like, yo, I'm never going to find love again. I'm never going to have a godly relationship. I'm never going to have a healthy relationship. I'm never going to have a relationship again at all. I'm never going to have another job opportunity. I'm never going to have a home. Whatever it is that was lost, stolen, broken, destroyed, that was in your life, whatever, whoever walked away, or you walked away, whatever it was, I don't care what it was, God will restore you. He will restore you. And when he does it in such a way like it never happened. He does it in such a way that whatever the new thing that comes into your life, it's like you forget what was. What was, it has nothing, is nothing compared to what he has. Nothing compared. And I don't care if you were the one, if you were the one who did it. I don't care. If you were the one who made the mistake. I don't care. I don't care. Forgive yourself, move on, and know God will put you back better he will put you back better than where you were and or what you had. If you're like, yo, Tay, I'm the one who calls the breakup in a relationship. I'm the one who made the poor decisions and I lost my job. I was the one who didn't pay my mortgage and now I don't have a house anymore. Okay, cool. You learned. Now trust and stand on the word of God that he's going to restore you. Trust and believe God that he's going to give you back everything that you lost. Trust that. God got you. God got you. God got you. He got you. All right, y'all. I'm over and out. Stay tuned for the next one.